child is this? Do you remember the poem that Levi, Ilya, Becca and Iwan all read earlier this morning? What child is this? What child is this? If you had to answer that question, what would be the answer, Ruby? Jesus. Good answer. Any others, Rory? Special. Anybody else? Yeah, Levi. Yeah.
And he was born in the most unlikely place the king would be born.
Yeah, he was. Thank you, Levi. Yes, so he was a king, not just a baby, and he was born in one of the most unlikely places. Lila. Prince of Peace. Yeah, he was a Prince of Peace. We're going to be singing about that a bit this evening, actually, at the Carols and Mince Pies. Anybody else? Do I see a hand? Make sure it's clear. Yeah, we've got another one, Rory. Yeah.
The King of Kings.
And the King of Kings. Wonderful. Well, it's a question we all need to ask ourselves, isn't it? What child is this? When we come to a baby lying in a manger and there's a whole tradition around it and we sing carols about it, we've got to ask ourselves this question. What child is this? What's going on? Trust me, when I was born, do you know what they said of me? Well, they did say it's a boy. Yes, well done. Good answer. No, doesn't he look like Winston Churchill? I had a big frown, apparently, when I was born. But this is what we ask of Jesus. 700 years before Jesus was born, a man called Isaiah answered this question. He was saying there's going to be a child, somebody very special, and he will be called... Do we want to read... Somebody want to say the first one up there? Who's the first one there? Yes, Jeffy. Yeah.
Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful Counselor. Jerry, you had your hand up as well. Next one.
Mighty God.
Hannah, you got the third one. And Noah, you got the fourth one. Prince of Peace, which we had mentioned as well. These are four things to put on a baby, a child, before he's even born. Can you imagine? Can we actually begin to think what that really means? This is Jesus, who was, 700 years before he was born, said he would be a wonderful counselor. Mighty God. So Jesus is God? Everlasting Father, so we've got to kind of get that around our heads, which we're not doing today. You get to do that for the next year. And Prince of Peace, somebody who's going to bring peace, which is something I think we all need in the world, particularly. Well, fast forward to our Bible story this morning. We get Mary, and Mary gets visited by somebody very special. Who does Mary get visited by? Rory. Angel Gabriel. And this is what Gabriel says to her. He, that is Jesus, will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David and will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. What child is this? Can you imagine Mary getting this message about having a child who is going to be this important? What does it mean? Joseph as well, he had a visitation from an angel in a dream. And this is what he was told. Mary is going to give birth to a son. And you are to call him Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. What on earth could that possibly look like? Well, that's talking a bit about the Easter story. Because did you know Christmas and Easter are very closely connected? That Jesus was born so that one day he would go to the cross and die for our sins. And do you notice what also the name he's going to be called is, they'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Mighty God. If anybody wants to know what God is like, look at Jesus Christ. A man called Luke, he was a doctor. He looked into the stories around Jesus. He was a believer. He even traveled with the disciples after Jesus died and rose again. And this is what he wrote about that time. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree. What's a decree? Anybody want to tell me what a decree is? Yeah, Ruby, you got an idea? No. Decree? A law. A law. A rule. And you all know who Caesar is, right? Caesar of the Roman Empire? Yeah. Bad guy, huh? He is telling the people all across the Roman Empire to go back to their hometowns to register for a census. Probably for some nefarious purpose or tax purpose. We don't want to talk about taxes today, do we? But this is what happened to Mary and Joseph. They've been given care of the baby, savior of the world. But even Caesar can tell them what to do. Surely this baby who's born in a manger is nothing compared to this Caesar who issues decrees and says, you go here, you go there. So many people went to Bethlehem that there was no room for Mary and Joseph to stay. And they had to stay in a stable. And Jesus born in a manger. But another decree, another law, as it were, another ruler was announced that night in Bethlehem on a dark hillside. And that was to the shepherds. And an angel said, do not be afraid, because I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Unlike Caesar, who told everybody to move to their hometown so he could record them in a big census, this was an angel saying, this is a baby born in a manger who's going to bring peace to the whole world. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is the Messiah, the Lord, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us. So what did the shepherds do? Well, we know what the shepherds did, don't we? They went down to see this baby, to see what had been told to them. Now, the question for us again is, what child is this and what does it mean to me today? If Jesus is a Prince of Peace, if Jesus is God with us, if Jesus is someone who didn't go to kings and Caesars, but actually came to the lowly, the shepherds, the unimportant, then does that mean he's come for you and me as well? Does this message of peace and good news for all people mean you and me, from the youngest to the oldest? What Caesars control our lives? What rulers tell us to do this and do that and pay this tax or pay that tax? Oh dear. What are you scrambling for in life to bring yourself peace? What battle are you fighting that says, if I can just get this in order, I will have peace? Mary and Joseph, they had no peace in the Roman Empire. And they were told and subjected to go here and there. And even the wise men were being manipulated by Herod so he could find out where Jesus was, because he didn't want Jesus around. But Jesus survived. Jesus lived. He grew. He taught, he healed the sick, and he taught people that if they repent from their sins and follow him, they will know joy everlasting. And that's the real message of Christmas, the hope of Christmas. What child is this to me? What child is this to me in this day, this moment, in this time? Glory to God in the highest heaven. Peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests. Do you want that kind of peace in your heart? Do you want the peace that Christ offers? Do you want to know more? Well, I invite you to explore more at our Christianity Explore course coming starting next year. If you want to talk more about that, talk with me, talk with a Christian friend. If you can't make the date, we can work something out. But we've also got one for our young people as well, and our children we're hoping to do for the two group that we have for our older children later next year. So what child is this? Let me read from the poem that was read at the beginning. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King of Kings, salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Let me just take a moment to pray, and then we're going to sing our closing carol. Lord, we ask this morning for us to truly question in our hearts, what child is this and what does he mean to me? Lord, you have given us everything to give us Jesus, even the life of Christ on the cross. Help us receive that light this Christmas and indeed the new year. Help us to truly know what a difference Christ can make for us. In your name we pray. Amen.